Let's talk about the selection process. We had the NFL All-Star Game, certainly such a chance for injury in the NFL, and you saw actually top quarterback Drew Brees hurting his elbow, out for 2 months because of that. Of course, that's after the season, but still, it says a lot about the ambivalence that teams and players have to playing in it. But before we get to that, let's talk about the selection process itself and how you think it might be improved.
Well, I don't know if you necessarily, for me, you have to do it one of two ways. You either make it a full-blown popularity contest, which is how the first five spots are decided, because it's by fan vote, and you acknowledge that this is just a popularity contest. You make it the players that the public wants to see in a mid-season exhibition, and you don't attach the idea that these are the best players in the league at this given time, because quite clearly they're not. Shaquille O'Neal, as good as he's been in the past, was not the best center in the league this year, and yet he was the number one vote getter among centers in the Eastern Conference. So there's always going to be that dichotomy, and then but on the flip side, you have the coaches selecting the reserves, and that should be based on the guys who are having the best season. So my feeling is you should go one way or the other. You either make it a legitimate selection all the way around, whether it's having the players select them, whether it's having the coaches select them, whether it's having a panel of media select them, or a combination. Either do that, or just widen it, make it all fan voting, and go that direction. Because right now it's a mixed bag, and people get a little confused over exactly what sort of excellence to attach to All-Star credibility, and as it stands, see, you've got two different ways of selecting an All-Star, and that's where the confusion starts.
Rick, how big a surprise was it to you? How bizarre was it to you that Carmelo initially was left off?
I was astonished, because initially when he received the 15-game suspension, I thought, that's the end of his chances of being selected as an All-Star, because the coaches, by and large, use this not simply to recognize the players who are playing the best this season, but they also use it as a carrot for guys that they feel are upstanding citizens and play the right way. It's why Dennis Rodman and Rasheed Wallace have not been perennial. Rodman was not a perennial All-Star. Rasheed Wallace has not been a perennial All-Star, even though, based on talent, those guys certainly should have been there more than they have been. So it's always been that sort of a carrot. But at the time, I had a chance to talk to Carmelo, and he felt confident that he was still going to make it. And I called some coaches, and I only spoke to three or four of them, but they all said they didn't think that the suspension would get in the way, that they didn't look at the incident in Madison Square Garden as being that much of a black mark against him. So when he wasn't selected, I was absolutely surprised. This would have been the first time in the history of the NBA that the leading scorer in the league was not selected as an All-Star. And obviously David Stern has corrected the oversight by making him an injury replacement for Yao Ming. But that said, it astonished me that the coaches did not recognize the kind of season that he's had. I certainly would have selected Carmelo Anthony over Allen Iverson, and just as I would have selected Josh Howard over Tony Parker. I'm not. Sometimes in these cases, the coaches, I'm not sure that they fill out the ballots. Sometimes it's an assistant coach, or maybe it's their secretary. So maybe that was the reason. But in any case, it was a glaring oversight, and it's good that David Stern has corrected it.